I'm sitting here with Henry McDougall from Prince Edward Island, and Henry and I go back a long ways. I met him years ago in Cape Breton, and I'm asking Henry to kind of share his story. Now, Henry's not a young man. He's 94 years old, still going strong, and he's going to share a little bit of his story with us now of how it is that he came to know the Lord. And I think he's going to have to go back to stuff that happened to his father first, but I think you'll find this very interesting. So, Henry, why don't you tell us again about this man that came to your father's door?
Well, I was a young fellow and I grew up on a farm. My father was a First World War veteran and he was badly wounded, and he used to be a heavy drinker. And there was a man that used to come along. He was a kind of a preacher. He used to come to our house and talk to my father. And then one day, just overnight, my father stopped drinking and he stopped smoking. And then he started teaching us on Sundays. He would teach us from the Book of Psalms. I didn't want to hear what he had to say very much. But then later on in my life, when I got married and I had a wife and two children, and I was the president of the Canadian Legion, and I was working in the dance hall, and I was tempted to cheat on my wife. And I went up a hill to a lumber pile, the logs where I was running a lumber mill, and I was walking around there and talking to the Lord. I said, "Lord, I do not want to cheat on my wife, and I need your help." And the Lord gave me his help. He changed my way of life, and I never went back to the hall anymore. I dropped off to running the dance hall.
So, Henry, at that point when you were, you knew that you were tempted to go in a wrong direction and you knew what was right, but somehow at that point you knew that God was there. Your father had instilled that into you and that you knew that you needed him.
Right.
But yeah, you hit the wall there. Right. So when you actually asked the Lord to take you out of that setting where you were tempted to cheat, you knew you needed more than that too then.
Oh, yeah.
You needed the Lord Jesus to be your Savior.
I did, yeah.
And so is that what you did at that time? Did you accept Christ as your Savior then?
Well, there was a fellow that was about my age, and he got saved in the army, and he was a preacher around here, and he used to come to the lumber mill, and he used to tell me that I needed be saved. And so
okay,
at that point I knew that I need to be saved.
Yeah.
And I put my trust in Christ.
Right.
And my life began to drastically change. And from then on, everybody that would come to the lumber mill, I would tell them that they needed to get saved. People kind of thought that I was losing my mind. They thought I was kind of crazy, they thought.
Uh-huh.
And but anyway, we used to go on the streets in Surrey and with my friend, and we would be having a gospel message on the streets in Surrey. But the Lord just kept us reading the Word of God and learning and growing and changing us every day, and he's still doing it.
Mm-hmm. So down through the years, Henry, if you have any regrets of walking with God, when you think about, you know, sometimes people think, you know, all these other ideas and going your own way and doing whatever pleases you, no regrets?
No, never turn back. Never turn back.
That's wonderful.
Of course, all kind of make lots of boobs, but the Lord said, if you confess your sins, he's faithful to just forgive us your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Well, that's the truth.
I just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you wouldn't say, after living all those years, how old were you as a young man when you accepted the Lord?
about 32.
32 years old.
Yeah.
I see. So that's like 61 years of walking with God.
Yeah.
That's a long time to be walking with the Lord.
Right.
Yeah. And now, Henry, at 94 years old, that's a lot of living. But life is short, no matter how long you live. You know, I suppose if a man at your age would be thinking that, you know, I haven't got too many years left, would you have any fear of dying at all?
No, not as far as dying. I wouldn't want somebody to come in here with a butcher knife after me. I wouldn't be kind of nervous.
I'm sure. But I mean, you know, a lot of people are afraid to die.
I'm looking forward to going home.
Okay.
When the time calls, Lord, when the Lord calls, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, nobody wants to go through the experience of dying.
No.
That's the kicker, I suppose. Mm. But it's a wonderful thing to have an assurance that when you die, you know exactly where you're going.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that you know that you're going home to be with Jesus.
Right.
Well, that's wonderful, Henry. I really appreciate you taking a few moments to share that story with us. We do have a verse of the Bible that would you stand out that you'd like to share with us.
Well, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7.
Okay.
In the whom we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sins.
Uh-huh. That's a good verse. Redemption means to be bought back from sin, bought out of slavery to sin,
yeah,
through His blood, and as a result of that, we have the forgiveness of our sins.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful verse, Henry. Well, thank you very much. Just a little personal note. Henry, how many children did you have?
Nine.
Nine children.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Six boys, two girls.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
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 Well, it's been a pleasure to spend a little time with you, and it's wonderful to hear how you came to Christ as a young man, and that anybody that's listening to us right now, you can have the same thing. You can trust in the Lord Jesus. You may be tempted. You may be finding yourself caught in the snare of sin, and the Lord Jesus is the one that can rescue you. That was pretty remarkable for your father to be overnight delivered from the power of alcohol.
Yeah. Both the booze and the tobacco.
Overnight.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Many people are struggling with that very issue, even still today. But God can rescue people.
Well, there's a fellow up the road here. He was perhaps one of the greatest drunks on PEI.
Yeah.
And he was suicidal. Many times I didn't expect to... I didn't expect to realize that he would be alive still. And the Lord delivered him overnight from booze. And he's off of booze for over 6 years.
Wow.
He don't go to AA. He don't go to anything.
Yeah.
He's just off the booze. And he's, I don't know, he's... just so completely different. He has a truck to drive now. It's just so amazing. But I used to talk to him on the telephone. He'd phone me up and talk to me. And he'd say, I feel a lot better when I talk to you.
And this is when he was still drinking?
When he was still drinking, yeah.
Right.
And he still comes to visit me.
Yeah.
And that, but... But the Lord has really delivered him from booze. Just overnight he stopped drinking, and that's it.
Yeah. But he came to know the Lord as his Savior.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. That deliverance really only finds its way when a person accepts the Lord.
That's right.
Because without the Lord Jesus in your heart, you have no power to be free.
I used to keep telling him, listen, put your trust in Christ, and I gave him the Bible, and he was reading it, so you have to see him before and after to realize
what God can do.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's always real deliverance. A lot of us want to get free of some things in our lives. We want change in some areas. But God says you need a whole new heart. You need a new beginning. You need that forgiveness. You need God to come and do work His power on the inside. When that happens, then He can deal with the other issues in our lives, whatever they might be. Thanks again, Henry. It was wonderful to be able to spend a few moments with you.
Thank you.